Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's your closing bell brief for Monday, March 27th. I'm Charlotte Gartenberg for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks finished the day mixed, with the health of the banking sector remaining high on investors' agenda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 195 points to close at 32,432. The S&P 500 was up 6.5 points, and the NASDAQ finished the day down 55. First Citizens' deal to buy large parts of Silicon Valley Bank lifted shares of U.S. regional banks. The deal marks a key step in efforts to stabilize the banking sector. First Citizens' shares ended the day up nearly 45.5%. Shares of First Republic climbed nearly 12%. PacWest ended the day up 3.5%, and Western Alliance was up 3%. Investors also turned more optimistic on global banks. Deutsche Bank rallied, gaining 6%. Contributing to a rebound in European indexes after last week's tumultuous trade. Elsewhere, shares of Salesforce ended the day up just over 0.5%. The cloud software pioneer issued a joint statement with Elliott Management today. The activist investor says it no longer plans to nominate directors to Salesforce's board, following the business software company's better-than-expected financial results. Turning to crypto, Bitcoin and Ether both ended the day down about 3%, following news that U.S. regulators are suing Binance. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission is alleging the cryptocurrency exchange violated rules around futures and other derivatives. And U.S. crude jumped 5.1% to $72.81 a barrel, its largest one-day percentage increase in nearly 6 months. The jump came as a court ruling prompted the shutdown of a pipeline carrying oil from Iraqi Kurdistan through Turkey and to the global market. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.